This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City's most vulnerable students often have their education interrupted when their families move. But as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, a little stability goes a long way in boosting test scores.
Fourth grader Elena Lopez is showing off her t-shirt. It's neon yellow with a big letter A on it.
I got this shirt for having the best attendance, being a good student, and having a good attitude.
Elena actually has several of these shirts, one for each year she's attended James Elementary. Unlike some of the other Kansas City public schools, James Elementary's student population is relatively stable. Kids who live in the neighborhood return to the school year after year. Elena's had the same friend since first grade, Melissa. They study together after school.
She's juggling with decimals, and I'm not, so I help her.
She is the person in the classroom that supports her peers.
James Elementary Principal Mary Batch Cora.
She's priceless. She takes good care of her sister. They come to school every day. They have great attendance.
The fact that Elena's been able to stay at James Elementary has helped her succeed. A lot of kids aren't that lucky. 40% of Kansas City Public School students switch schools at least once per academic year. And even in this era of accountability where everything is measured and tracked, piecing together an incoming student's academic record isn't easy in a city with dozens of school districts, public charter schools, and a state line bisecting the metro. Mike Reynolds is the district's chief research and accountability officer.
A lot of times these students don't come with very tangible records, or if they have records at all. So a lot of times we are completely blind as to what happened to these students previously, and as is just as important, what happens to these students next after they leave us.
The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education doesn't keep stats on how often students move. You won't find it on a district's report card, and it doesn't factor into the state board's decision to take over struggling districts. But when it comes to academic achievement, how long a student stays in a school matters. That's why KCPS is tracking the achievement of students who move around a lot, even though the state doesn't.
Correlation is not causation. We're not going so far as to say that this is the sole factor in these students' achievement. But without a question, students who get evicted perform at a lower rate, have worse academic outcomes than students who don't.
Reynolds says KCPS teachers need about 2 years to get kids who've fallen behind caught up. They rarely get that long. Remember, 40% move at least once in a school year. KCPS and a handful of other districts in Jackson County have agreed to share their data with a new evictions task force that's trying to figure out how many of those moves are involuntary. It's a start, but it doesn't take into account moves across state lines. David Rand is Reynolds' counterpart in Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools.
We do lots of work with testing, data reporting.
Rand knows teachers don't love all the tests his office gives their students. But there is an upside. He can say without hesitation that students who've attended Kansas City, Kansas public schools consistently for a few years are getting a good education.
If you look at the numbers for the kids that stay in the same school for the entire time that they're there, those scores fit the national average. They fit the normal curve.
Except that's not what you see when you look at the district as a whole. Students are entering and exiting Kansas City, Kansas public schools every day. By the time fifth graders take the elementary exit exam, only half of them have been in the district since kindergarten.
And you see a very stark contrast in the results between those groups.
For example, half the fifth graders who've been in the district since kindergarten meet grade level expectations. Only a third of their peers who've transferred into Kansas City, Kansas public schools in the last couple of years do.
The issue is that in the age of accountability, I think sometimes that pressure has maybe kept folks from really acknowledging the problem and looking at, you know, not just as an excuse, but what can we do about it?
And the reality is a constant influx of new students makes it hard to improve test scores, something educators in high-poverty districts wish more people realized. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.